Valley Pacific, can I help you?
Hello, Matthew?
Yes.
Hey, Matthew, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Hi.
Hi, I was calling from the Google Guarantee Department. Is this a good time to speak with you?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So I'm just kind of taking a look at everything. What do you know so far about Google Guaranteed?
I know that you could probably get some better jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple of my buddies use it. They say it's pretty good. They like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I just want to know where to start because it's kind of a pitch, so I want to make sure where, you know what I mean, like kind of what you know so far. That way I know exactly how far to go. So it is a better qualified lead because the leads are coming directly to you. You're not automatically competing because people go to Google, and when they click on the Google Guaranteed section, then they will see that you are Google Guarantee certified, and they've chosen to click on your listing and work with you directly. Now, with this, there are a couple of requirements just to make sure you have the California State C-27 Landscaping Contractor's License.
Yeah, we do.
You have the general liability insurance?
Everything, yep, all the way across the board.
Amazing. Can you pass a background check, no felonies in the last 7 years?
Yep, sure can.
How many face-to-face employees do you have, meaning people who go out, bid the job, complete the job without you ever showing up on the job?
I'm on every job.
Okay, cool. Then the reason I ask is because on the application itself, it asks if there's field workers. And if you are not sure if your field workers can pass a background check, which is what would prevent you from getting approved, then I would suggest not putting them on there. And I would only suggest not putting them on there if you're on every job site. So it makes, do you see what
I'm
saying?
I run all the jobs. So.
Yeah. That's what I figured, but we just like to make sure because sometimes people say like, I have like 20 employees. Yeah, but can you trust all them to pass a background check? You know what I mean? Because
you don't want to
get discounted because of an employee's bad choice. So we just don't put them on there if that's the case. Like, it's super simple.
right.
Okay, so the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company background check. And with this, you know, what this does is this goes ahead and gets you completely Google Guarantee approved. We submit those documents that I just asked you about, and then we go ahead and process the application. The terms and conditions state that the application takes a max of 4 to 8 weeks for complete processing. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. I just have to let you know what the terms and conditions do state. That way, it's no surprise. It really, truly, it depends on how quickly you get us the application back and turn in the papers. It takes about 10 minutes to fill out the application and then send us over the license, the insurance. So if you do that very quickly, then we can process the application quickly. Once your Google Guarantee approved, your cost per lead, now just to make sure for the services within the landscaping vertical, I want to make sure that I have you down for the proper things. Artificial turf install, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape install, outdoor water features, driveway walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, outdoor steps. You're offering all these services or most of them?
Oh, landscape installation, interlocking pavers, landscape lighting. We do all that kind of stuff.
Cool. Then this is the right vertical for you. I just want to make sure because before I go ahead and give you the price point. So your cost per qualified lead is going to be $80 per qualified lead and requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads of $1,043. So the way that it works is once your Google Guarantee approved, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget. It works like an escrow account, so it's paid up front. The 1043 is paid up front, and we go ahead and cut the leads on. Now, leads will begin coming into you at approximately 3 leads a week. So after you're in complete control over them, meaning once you take on a couple of leads, if your crews are booked out now and you know that you're not going to be able to take on any more jobs, you can call and pause the campaign, or you always have the choice to increase the lead flow as well. It's completely up to you. Now, the beauty and advantage of these type of calls is you're only paying for qualified leads. What that means specifically is when the caller calls in, A, they're calling directly to you. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead that's coming in because it says so on your caller ID. Your business is assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number that is particular to your company. So all those calls are being recorded for authenticity. It doesn't require that. So therefore, if you receive a call that sales was a spam or robocall, you're automatically not charged for that. It's not a qualified call. If they're asking for something that you don't provide, if it's not listed on your service profile, then you're not charged for that lead. It's not a qualified lead. If somebody is asking for a service outside of your service radius, again, unqualified lead. The only time that the lead is considered qualified is A, if you call and you set face-to-face appointment to give the estimate face-to-face with the client, or B, if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably pretty rare because you can't estimate landscaping jobs over the phone, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So with this, if you were to receive a call and say it was unqualified, say it was a sales call or somebody was seeking employment with your company, they were calling to try to get a job, AI is listening to each one of those phone calls and it's going to automatically discount it as an unqualified call because that's not what Google considers a qualified call, so you would not be charged for it. You also have access to the Google call tracking through your client dashboard here with Local Splash, so in the event that a call was not qualified and happened to slip through the cracks, which is, again, very, very rare, then we would go ahead and dispute that call for you directly with Google and get the funds credited back to that account. Now, the beauty of a program that where you're only paying per qualified lead is, A, these leads are better qualified because the people have gone to Google and they've determined that you are the quality provider that they want to work with specifically, and they're calling you directly. It's eliminating the middleman of the most qualified type of leads out there simply because these clients know that you are a guaranteed provider, meaning they're going to get the job done right or Google is going to pay them back directly because that's how Google Guarantee works. And that's what the guarantee is it's guaranteeing the general public that you are, in fact, the best qualified service provider in your local area. Now, the other beauty of this is that you don't have to pay different prices for the different areas because it shows me here that you're servicing Orange County as well as Riverside County and the Inland Empire, correct?
Correct.
Right. So normally you would have to pay for multiple locations. Like if you want to set up multiple Google business profiles, you're having to set up multiple locations and pay multiple different campaigns. But with this program, we're actually able to cover your entire radius with just that flat monthly budget that's going to cover you for the 13 leads monthly. And you can manipulate it how you want. So that budget can actually last you a lot longer than a 30-day period, depending on how quickly you're taking the jobs in.
Mm-hmm.
Does all that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Okay, do you have any questions?
No, not really.
Okay, you want to give it a
shot? So you say we have to do all the background, all that stuff first, right?
Yeah. So the upfront cost is the $250 application fee. That's the only upfront cost. We go ahead, we send you the application, we begin the background check, and get the client onboarding done for that. Again, application itself takes about 10 minutes to fill out. Onboarding for that is another like 15 minutes, and bam, we begin the process. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, then we call you to set the minimum monthly budget, and that's when they're expecting that activation budget. Now, as long as you're ready to turn the leads on, then you'll be paying that activation budget. If you're not ready to turn the leads on yet, then you don't have to pay the budget. You can turn them on when
you're ready. No, I can control that, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying, is you can completely control that, but the activation budget is the original $1,043 just to start. After that, it's completely controllable. But if I call you in 2 weeks and I'm like, hey, you're approved, we're ready to start the leads, and you say, okay, I'm not ready to take the leads on yet, call me back in 18 days and then I'm ready to turn the leads on. But the advantage is
how long can you pause it for?
Indefinitely.
As long as you want
and the budget rolls over. So there's no automatic monthly charge on it. Say you pause it for 18 days, say you pause it for 37 months. However long you pause it for is how long it stays paused for. The budget rolls over and there is no automatic monthly charge.
Okay, so basically $250 to do the application.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's approved, then you have to pay the first month budget thing, which is $1,083.
Yep.
And then from there, so you hold on. Let me do something.
Sure.
Spam calling me. So do you set up like a profile and all that?
Yes, we're going to set up your Google Guarantee profile. We're going to make it attractive. We're going to make sure that you're getting the type of calls that you're specifically looking for. We're going to optimize that profile that we're setting up for you, and we're going to make it where people are actually connecting with you directly, and you're going to know when that call comes in because it's going to say on your caller ID, LSA, Google Guarantee Lead. You're going to hear the whisper feature right before you pick up the phone. In addition to that, it also comes up directly on the caller ID from that particular number. So you know for a fact, hey, this is one of those leads that I'm paying for calling me right now.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, so you want to email me the application, and I get in my office in about an hour. I can start filling that out and do all that.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
How does that work?
No, that's absolutely fine. So I have
we just fixed my Google
profile.
What do you call it? I had an ex business partner
mm-hmm.
2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and she was the one that handled all that.
Oh boy.
So when she disassociated and left, she shut it all down.
Oh no, that's terrible.
It got crazy because it ended up being something over money, you know. She wanted me to give her a scene about the money, and I said it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So long story short, we're all good. I just actually
we're all good now.
Yeah, we got a hold of Google and we got that all fixed.
Yes. And now you're the owner of it, and nobody can ever take that from you. So that's the beauty of it.
Right.
When we set it up for you, we set it up with you as the owner. We don't want to be the owner of it because that does us no good. We're never going to hold your stuff hostage. So I have a Visa on file ending in 0586. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fees to that card?
That card, I believe, is no longer valid. What is the last three?
The last four digits of the card itself is 0586. The security code on it is 149.
Yeah, you know what? That card is good. So
okay.
You can do that for the application.
Cool.
I just want to make sure I know before we charge anything else, okay?
Yeah, no, application fee is the only thing being charged right now, the $250, and we do not automatically charge anything else to that card, and this is all on a recorded line. I promise you that, okay?
No worries. Yeah, you're good.
Okay,
you're good.
So
let's go ahead and at least get that set up. Probably won't turn it on right away because,
that's cool.
I'm a couple months out.
Yeah.
But at least I'll be ready for when I need it.
To rock and roll. Exactly. You'll be ready to rock and roll. So I'm sending you the application now. Just go ahead and put your information on there. If you want to put your trusted employees information on there, that's fine. It's up to you. You are just going to make sure that you have their social security number. And then when the finalization comes through, it's going to ask for an upload of their driver's license. So if it's easier.
And you said you're with Local Flash?
Yes, I'm Local Splash. I'm sending you a text message right now with the application as well as my direct extension as the Google Guarantee Specialist for your department, okay?
I have Josh in my office today, and he's helping me finish up some of the Local Splash and the Google and the Yelp stuff. So.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, we're going to be doing Yelp ads, too. Are you running a Yelp independently?
So I do have Yelp independently. I do, but it's the same kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it turned on. We were still setting it up. I ain't trying to spend $5,000 a month in advertisement right now.
Yeah, understood.
But I am trying to get it all ready.
Mm-hmm.
I went with the Local Splash, and I've already got Angie. I got Angie ads.
Okay.
So, but I'm stuck in that for like another 6-7 months.
Okay.
But,
well,
so I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to continue that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, before you go all the way with the Yelp stuff, if you're not paying them yet, give this stuff a chance. Keep that on the back burner. because it may behoove you to have us take care of the Yelp as well, only because we set it at a flat rate, okay? And then, and you only pay that flat rate, and then we dispute the stuff that's disputable. We optimize the listing, and we can work closely with Josh.
So Local Splash does all that?
Local Splash is running a beta program with Yelp, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Obviously, that's a time for a conversation. That's, you know, conversation for a time when you can sit down and we can talk about it, because I get the Yelp specialist on the line with us, and she and I go over everything with you together, so we could, like, schedule a video call on that, okay?
Okay, so what I told Josh to do, he's gonna finish, so I paid, like, $150 to Yelp last week.
Okay. Yeah, finish
and,
up your
basically,
profile.
Yes, I got my profile back. That's a good thing. I guess I could look at it like it cost me $150 to get it back.
Right.
So we're going to finish setting up the profile, but we're going to shut it off. We're not going to run it.
Okay, do that.
We're
and
not
going
to run it because that gets expensive fast too.
Yeah.
And besides, I think I'd rather kind of lean towards the Google Guarantee, to be honest with you.
Right. You're going to love Google Guaranteed. I'm telling you, everybody who's done Google Guaranteed absolutely loves it. I mean, absolutely loves it. It's fantastic service. I get on fire for it because it's where Google is going with everything. Now, the Yelp ads do have their advantage. I have to get in there and speak to the specialist and see what your cost per click is and all the things. So once you're ready for that, I sent you a text with my direct phone number and extension line so you can call me directly, Amy Nelson, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm dealing with somebody called Alicia Brown at Yelp, but I mean, like I said, we're just going to finish setting up the profile and that's it.
That's
I'm not going to have it be running. But,
yeah, don't let her talk you into anything else at this point. We don't need it right now. Let's just crank out what we've got and then we'll go from there. And then again, I have a specialist who's been with Yelp for 9 years and she's actually, like, you would get an entire account specialist, not only from us, but Yelp as well. So it just really kind of modifies and extends the experience because you're not having to fight and deal with all those things.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Okay, so go ahead and just send me that email, and then I will fill out the application.
Okay, so I need to schedule the client onboarding. These are done in 30-minute increments. Would you like me to schedule it for later on, like around 11:30, or do you want me to do it later on this afternoon?
We'll get probably better doing it tomorrow because I'm only gonna go back to the office for about an hour, but I'm gonna be busy the rest of the day. So.
Okay, what time tomorrow is best for you? Appointments start as early as 7:30.
And what are we doing again tomorrow with this call?
It's just a client onboarding portion, so it's just going to be a quick call to review the application. As long as the application is completed and turned in, then we hop on the call with you, we review it, and then we go ahead and process the application.
Yeah, I think 7:30 is fine. Yeah.
Does earlier or later work better for you for that?
I'm trying to think what time real quick.
do you want to text me in a little bit once you get the application?
Yeah, let me just text you. Let me sit down and look at my schedule.
Yes, you do that. I don't want to rush you while you're in the. I can tell you're working. So just text me later. You can text me back directly at that number, okay?
Sounds good. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.